This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's 41 minutes after 3 and you're tuned into the afternoon hangout with myself, Uslin Dilewa Gwangobese, right here on your favorite campus radio station, MUT Radio, shape and own the future. As I did tell you guys that I'm having a very special guest in Amhlanje, Nyasinane. I bring you guys the vibes all day, every day. And today is no different. I have with me Zombie Worldwide live in studio on the afternoon hangout.
What's up? Ninjani Kaya. Basumakaya. Basumkako. Banjani.
Hi, Bapila. I'm sure Bapila.
Yeah.
Are you good though?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm handy.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me.
Really, it's nice to be here.
Really?
Yeah. It is.
Okay. Mike, before we even carry on, why the name Zombie Worldwide?
I've never given myself a name. I was named this name. I got this name when I was staying in Russell Street, in town.
In town, Durban. Yeah. So
they gave me the name Zombie and I just added the Worldwide. You know?
But why Zombie? What inspired that? What's the inspiration behind the name?
I was a night walker, you know.
Night walker.
Yeah, you wouldn't see me daylight time. So you would see me nighttime
alive.
In Russell Street. People get mad. I don't get mad.
I should see Rosla Quelli Strong.
I'm that person. I'm the real trap boy.
Okay, now tell me your love for music. When did that start? When did you take the decision, which you know, man, I want to do this thing for life?
I never, for real.
It chose you.
Yeah. I never was a rapper. Even today, I don't consider myself as a rapper. Mm-hmm. But with this music thing, Slim Eagle,
sure.
Who else? Mirage, SKT Mirage, mm-hmm. Ciroc. These are the people that put me in the music.
Sure.
You know, Mac. Mac is one of the downest brothers I've had. You know, they made me realize my talent.
Sure.
But I never saw myself as a rapper. I would go to studios just to be there, sell my things there.
Yeah.
You know, but they started putting me in studio and Slim Eagle produced my first tape. So I was like, yo, let me jump in. If this guy wanna produce my tape, so why not?
Then why not? And it seems like you actually do have like a tight relationship, if I must say, with the Slim Eagle. Where did you guys even meet?
We're from the same hood, 039. That's where we grew up.
Oh, in the south?
Yeah, south coast.
Sure.
I'm general leader of the 039. I'm the boss.
Okay.
Anyway, we're just joking.
Okay.
Yeah. But me and Slim came out the same hood. His brother, Nizo,
yeah.
Big brother, he connected me and him.
Sure.
And he started just believing in my work. You know, I wasn't the guy who was like serious about rapping. He was the guy who was like, yo, let me produce this. You sound dope. You can be a trap guy. You can be this.
Sure,
you
know? Sure. And I see that you also have a love for fashion.
Yeah. I love modeling because like that's the only job you don't speak.
So you've actually walked the runway.
Yeah. I did 2 times.
Damn.
I did. And it's not freaky as people look at it, you know.
No, so it was more like a breeze for you, like, nah, damn, I can do this.
If I don't talk on a job, I'll be happy. If it's a job that I won't speak, I don't like the sound of my voice.
What the hell do you mean you're an artist?
I'm one artist that doesn't go crazy for himself.
Wow.
Nah, I don't. I'm not in love with myself.
I get it.
Yeah.
Manje, actually, Zombie Worldwide was actually a duo.
Nah. I was already Zombie. Then the duo thing was I was supporting rappers Skoonpapiri and Peace, and they were trying to put me into music. So
sure.
They made the group called NEM.
Yeah.
That group got broken up to pieces when guys didn't follow what they said they were gonna do.
Yeah, sure.
So, Zombie was a name I got before I even rapped. I just went with the name.
Okay. Manje, how many brands have you worked with since you like part of the fashion world?
So many. There's a lot. I've worked with SKT Designs and I'm still working with them.
Sure.
I work with them. solidly now. But I've worked with Cloud, I've worked with FK, I've worked with Infinity, we can go, the list is long, we can go.
And you also a brand ambassador.
For SKT Designs. And SKT Designs actually helped me open my store, which is the Frozen store.
Damn.
Where we deal with accessories, ice chains, and all of that.
You guys should see him. He's very accessorized. He came all through with the guns blazing.
We gotta keep it like that. This is our rapper look.
Sure, I mean, you gotta keep the image.
So they helped me open my own, and we've been in partner with them ever since. It's one of the brands I'm very loyal to. I wear it every time I can, as you can see right now. So SKT Designs and a whole lot more that I've been working with.
I know you guys are doing the most, especially with the since I'm a fan of jewelry, so
I can see
a girl might just pull through.
Put a big Cuban on you.
So let's talk about your first highly anticipated project, which was Awake EP, and it was produced by Uslim Ego and Staff Floco.
Tell us
about that project, the storyline behind that.
My Mirage was the reason behind that tape, because I recorded the tape, you know? And the guys that were producing it before Slim Ego and Staff Loco messed it up. At that time, I was like, yo, really, this rapping thing ain't me. I don't like rappers. Let me just stop, yo. And then Mirage was like, no, we're going to continue this. And then Slim pulled up and Staff Loco pulled up. And then we made the whole tape in like, what, 2-3 days? And then
it just happened.
It just happened.
Organically.
Organically. Everything gotta happen organically for it to be solid.
Sure, man. Sure. And you also won award-winning artist. I mean, put some respect on the niggas. You won an award for best hip-hop artist.
NBA Awards. Shout out to Mlozit. They hosted the awards and people were voting. I didn't think I was gonna win.
Really?
Mirage nominated me.
Wow.
I didn't...
is amazing.
You know? So when people actually voted, when I was on 7,500 votes, I was like, where am I getting these people? Where are these votes coming from?
What is going on?
So that made me actually believe more. In what I'm doing and me being a rapper. So NBA Award winner is here.
And tell us about when you were part of the Stimmero event.
That was fun.
That was massive.
That was fun. That was fun. I got to meet a lot of people. I got to meet Young Peja. Got to meet Yasha. Got to meet a lot of artists I didn't know about. And Yasha's like a good singer, so I mess with her for real. So I got to meet, there's a girl called Dios. She's dope too. So Stimmero was amazing. They gave us a platform. They made us promote our own songs. They got us a listening session. We got to sit with Musa Keys. We got to sit with Slicker. You know, Stimmero was like a dream for me. I got to see Slicker. Yo, bro, put my music on. Get me?
Yeah. For sure.
They gave me a chance to do that. So the Stimmero experience in a whole, I can still say the same thing I said on their interview. Hope. It gave me that.
Definitely, man. I'm so happy. And then your latest EP.
That's my mama name, Lucia.
Okay, you named it behind your mama. That is so special.
I'm a mama's boy.
Okay, we're not judging at all. I mean, we're not judging.
But like, I did that rest in peace to my mom. Type of vibe, you know. They say guys are mama's boys when their mama's gone, you know. So I'm that type. So I made all those songs. They were like from the heart. Definitely. Some of my songs are from the brain, but all of those from one to finish, they're from the heart. You know.
Tell me about the one that speaks to you the most, like
the first song you played. The one, the song called "The Wubon" is like very porous, you know. Cause like I did that song, as I said to you, I don't write. I never written a song in my life. So what you do to me, you're gonna hear it on a song. That's me.
Okay, you more like,
you know. So when When you listen to that song, everything I said, know that I was going through it in a minute. Like, because I remember everything just happened and I walked in the studio. I was like, I don't want to talk to anybody. Put me on the mic.
Sure.
Yeah, that's when I did that. So that one's very special.
Yeah.
Which one? Yeah, that's that one and what? Hey, all of them, bruh.
All of them.
No, all of them, they're from the heart, bruh.
I get you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question that I've been asking my guests, especially like this past month. Since we approaching the end of the year, like we literally November, the year is almost
finished.
Over.
Finished.
Would you say that this was your best year compared to your last year?
Yeah. Yeah. For real, yeah.
This year?
I achieved a
lot. What was different about this year?
Yo, a lot, bruh. People I worked with, the progress of my work.
Sure.
The expanding of my team, the expanding of the store. Because I only had one store in West Street, West Walk Building.
Yeah.
Now I got one in West Street. Now I got one in Pavilion Mall, entrance 13.
Wow.
So it's that. It's all of that. You know?
Amazing.
That's the music part. Yeah. I love music. Don't get me wrong. I love music.
Mm.
But how the game is right now, I feel like it ain't ready for what I'm bringing. So I'm gonna focus myself on the store more and everything.
Sure.
But the music, I love music. I'm gonna keep giving music. As I say, I don't write. So tracks are gonna be easy to drop, you know.
Now, judging from the hard work you put in, would you say that you get back as much as you put in?
Nah.
Why is that?
I don't sleep. If you got all of my producers here, they'll tell you working with me is a nightmare. I don't even let them sleep.
Damn.
I be there on some, how you sleeping? How you sleeping? You know?
Yeah.
It's a nightmare working to me. If you ask SKT Designs and all my producers, it's a nightmare working with me. I have no chill. I don't know how to do most of the things but rap. So these people must, you know?
Yeah.
So I know they'll tell you it's a nightmare, but I push. And I push everyone that I'm with to the core of their capabilities.
For sure, man.
You know, I'm that person. You know, so.
Definitely, man. And I want to ask you, Uti, what is that one thing that you would change about the industry? What would that be?
The lies.
The lies?
Yeah.
Which lies?
Industry is full of so much cap. And I don't want to say it like that, because if you say cap, it's like you're a new age, you know?
Sure. I get it.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
But industry is full of so much lies.
Yeah.
You see, artists wouldn't be killing themselves if the industry's glamour is how they portray it.
Sure.
Artists wouldn't be getting bankrupt, losing their houses, relationships falling apart, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The industry is a lie itself, because they sell you a dream.
Mm.
I'm trying to sell you reality, like the industry, even if I'm in the industry, because I get people who approach me and be like, yo, you famous. I never look at myself like that.
Yeah,
I would never.
Definitely.
You know? So the industry, I don't want to get caught up in their lies, because the industry is a lie. As soon as I start taking myself as that person, I'm going to act Gwena like I don't have problems. I'm going to act like everything is good every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't want that. I would change the lies, because to the young kids looking up, that's why they even dropping out of school like this. Because they just want to rap, and they think after rap, everything's going to be a fairy tale.
Sure.
You know? So I would change the lies in the industry. There's a lot of lies, you know?
Definitely, man. Wise words.
Yeah, I'm a wise one.
Manje, what is the best advice you would give someone who also wants to join the same industry as you?
Don't listen.
Don't listen to what now?
Trust what you do and don't listen. As people, when I do a song, my producer, he's always saying yes. Sometimes I'll be there shouting at him and like, why are you saying yes? Why are you saying this is dope?
Yeah.
I don't hear it, it's dope. And they be telling me, you need to flop so you can say you're a flop. You never flop. You always on point.
Yeah.
You know? So, with me saying it to them, it means don't listen to people.
Sure.
You know? I work on myself every single day.
Yeah.
People say I'm good. People say you dope. People say you the next big thing.
Sure.
But I still work on myself. Even the people that said I won't make it, they say me, you know, don't listen. Trust what you do and believe in yourself.
Sure.
That's all I say. Just don't listen. Good or bad, don't listen. Keep doing what you're doing.
Definitely, man. Any future collaborations we can look forward to?
Yo, I got a lot.
Why?
I got a lot.
Like?
I got a lot. You know, you just don't want to jinx things.
Okay.
You don't want to jinx things. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but I got a tape coming. Now I got a tape coming with Pete Dogg, Slim Ego, and Coombs Official that I can
see.
Stay.
That combo is coming.
Yeah. That one's coming. You know, yeah. I can talk about that one because it's already in the bag.
Definitely, man. Yeah,
I got that coming. Let me say, I'm a whisper to you.
Okay.
I got a feature with someone. His name rhymes with Jones.
Oh, okay.
Something's coming.
Okay.
As I'm trying to say, you know, but let's expect more. You know what I'm saying? Let's get happy. New music is coming.
Sure.
New clothes coming. I'm performing tonight, tomorrow, Saturday.
Y'all can pull up. Busy.
Yeah. I'm always Saturday. It's London 75. I'm always active.
Okay, so where can people catch you, like, in these upcoming months, upcoming weeks?
All right, today, I'm on London. I'm going to be at London 75, Ga El Gamash.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm there for, like, the whole Thursdays and Saturdays. I'm always performing there, so I'm going to get pull up at London Gamash on some feet.
Sure.
You know, Saturday, from Thursday, you're going to find me there.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, it's Pete Dogg Day. We call it Pete Dogg Day.
The listening session.
Yes, sir.
For sure. Pull through, man.
Yeah, I'm in the album, so I gotta pull through. I'm on
definitely
track 7.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Pete Dogg Amazing is dropping an album and he's doing a listening session at Montclair. Yeah. Memelo Cafe. Yes.
Yeah.
Montclair. We're gonna be there Saturday. Okay. Where? Oh. We going to Pinetown tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a Hey, I'm sorry guys for forgetting.
No, it's fine. People will catch you on social media.
Yeah. Zambi Worldwide, you won't get me there.
On Instagram and Facebook.
Everything posted, every performance. Come through, guys.
Okay, your social media handles.
Zambi Worldwide. Zambi Worldwide
everywhere.
My music is on all platforms, Zambi Worldwide. My. I'm on all social medias, Facebook. You name it. But I ain't good. But just I try.
You try. Should people expect to see you on the runway soon?
Yeah, we got something coming with you know Vugile,
no.
If you walk into Mr. Price, you're gonna see him now. He's like the black guy. Black like chocolate, more chocolate than me.
Skin.
And I hate that he's more chocolate than me. I should be the chocolate one. But yeah,
okay,
you're gonna see him there. Vugit has been modeling for everybody from Mr. Price to Markham to everyone. You just see him. He was on the cover of GQ. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah, he's that big. So I'm hitting the runway with him.
Yeah.
Soon. Oh, can I? Oh, in the 031 studios. Yeah, I can say it now. Some things you can't say, you ask me.
Yeah, you can't jinx it.
Yeah, before they actually happen. Now, sing it along with the posters there. 031 studios, you're gonna find me. You're gonna find me with Boogie. You're gonna hit the runway there, showing some new crazy trip, bro.
Definitely, pull up. Yeah. Pull up on the guy. It's exactly 4 p.m. That was a Zambi Worldwide right here on your favorite campus radio station, MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.